You know, I've been told many times that a true friend is one who sticks by you when times get tough. Well, let me tell you about a friend. A true friend. His name is Bobby Thornbody. He's a porcupine, as you can tell from his last name. We've known each other since kindergarten. We became best buds when I saw him being picked on by the class bully. I came to his defense. I ended up with a black eye and a detention, but the bully got suspended. I'm usually not that aggressive. But anyway, I never thought I would see that favor repaid. Heck, I never thought it needed to be repaid. But, well, after my adventure, while I was grounded, Bobby came by every day for 2 hours after school. We would do our homework together and play some video games, the only time I was allowed to play video games while I was grounded. Bobby was always the quiet type. He rarely said anything unless he was spoken to first, but he seemed especially uneasy after my adventure. Like he felt he needed to say something, but couldn't. Then, after one of our two-hour get-togethers, as he was leaving, he handed me an envelope, then dashed out the door. What in the world? So I took it to my room, opened it, and read.
Dear Dipper, I decided I'd write to you, since being a writer, I'm much better with my words when written rather than spoken. I wanted to give you the full story on what had happened the night of that party. Although none of us are sure when exactly you left, when your mom discovered you weren't in your room, the first thing she did was talk to your Uncle Star, and then he called me, figuring that since I was your closest friend, I might know something. I had told him that I had no idea where you'd gone, and that I hadn't heard from you all day. He asked me to come over, so I did. When I got there, I saw your uncles looking worried, and your mom in tears. Your mom turned to me and asked if I was sure I didn't know where you'd gone, almost as if she thought I might have been covering for you. It took quite some time to convince her that I had no idea where you'd gone, though as I figured, the news didn't help at all. I wish I had known, just so she could have stopped crying. Your Uncle Star asked me to come up to your bedroom, the last place he remembered seeing you, and asked me if I thought anything in your room looked odd, almost as if he thought you might have left some clue as to your whereabouts that he didn't see. I guess in their worry of trying to figure out where you were, none of them thought to look on your computer. I happened to notice the light on your monitor was on and blinking, which told me you had put the computer in sleep mode. I brought it out of hibernation, and the screen was still showing the email you were given. You really should learn to close things down if you don't want to be found out, though I was actually relieved you'd forgotten to. I asked him if he knew anything about it. He said he didn't, but said that Birch probably would, so he went to go get him. Birch took one look at the email on the screen and ran out of the house to his car, yelling to your Uncle Star not to let your mom call the cops, since that could have made matters worse. He then zoomed off. After he left, the three of us just sat there at the kitchen table feeling terrible. Your mother kept saying how scared she was that something awful had happened to you. Your uncle kept saying how bad he felt that he hadn't put the filter on your email before you'd gotten the chance to read it. And I just sat there, praying to God that you were alright. When you'd finally gotten back, I was asked to just head home and was told to just try and relax since you were safe. That's why you hadn't seen me when you came in. As I was leaving, I overheard your mom making a comment about how she was such a bad mother for ever letting it happen. I didn't hear much after that, but when I got home, all I could do for close to an hour was stare out the window that faces your house from across the street, silently crying to myself, wishing that I'd been able to help a bit more. Dipper, I'm not trying to say that I was more scared than your mom or your uncles, but that little incident had me too upset to sleep. I was up all night worrying. Yes, you are safe now, but the fact was it never should have happened in the first place. We all love you, Dipper. I'm just glad you're safe. Hugs and love, Bobby.
I didn't know what to say. I still don't, honestly. But Birch has shown me that when you can't find the words to say what you feel, there's a song that can say it for you. So, Bobby, this one's for you.
Thank you for being a friend. Traveled down the road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow? And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would say the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. 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 it's a car you lack, I'd surely buy you a Cadillac. Whatever you need, any time of the day or night, I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow? And when we both get older, with walking canes and hair of gray, have no fear, even though it's hard to hear, I will stand real close and say, thank you for being a friend. 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 Let me tell you about a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. And when we die and float away into the night, the Milky Way, you'll hear me call as we ascend. Thank you for being a friend. 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 People, let me tell you about a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Being a friend. Whoa, tell you about a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.